case. So, well, we're basically finished with this one. Vina Resha Dvar Mo'erim Ava Yir V'Yisayni Emunah Torah V'Namanas Yichud Ha'Chizus Baruch Shmai. So that's why he's now, so he says basically, this is sort of a continuation of what he said before, since Machshavas are those that are, Machshavas Tevis are, Yisbainas are that which Mo'erim, so let's go with it. Basically what he's saying also is, it's something that it has a makom, a permanent makom avoda, because the nature of it is always fall back. Let's call it a emunah pshuta, you know, different ways of describing it as your old time chinuch. So like we said before, if you had an old time chinuch and that stays in you, so even when you're doing it mitzad, what's the right word for it? Mitzad Hagasha now, Mitzad Osiris, if you're not holding by it, it still will happen.
So Nabisky says you have it in you which aren't going to budge no matter where you're holding.
Yeah. Perikal, v'yidat ha'yem v'shem v'yis l'vecha k'ashem gur l'kim ha'shmai malva z'dal z'enoit. V'tzor l'hovin, v'chitala d'ayit ha'sheish l'kim nishra b'mayim mitachz l'oretz, v'tzor l'azal kol kach v'shem v'yis l'vecha. It says v'al oretz mitochas. So basically, you have to make sure that there's no God under the earth. Kilo. So I forget about the fact that whether the word means literal or not. What it does emphasize is you're saying, "Alekim Hashemayim Imal Vazu Tochas." However, you'll understand it. Hashemayim seems to me a grand vision, like a something above and beyond. And Vazu Tochas is something very, very down to earth. So certainly it doesn't seem as if there'd be any need to say that. Hine ksib lo ilo mashen dvorach nitzav ha-shamayim, upir shav el shem tozal, ki dvorach ha-shamati yirakia b'tech ha-mayim, teves voisis eilo hena nitzoves voindos lo ilom b'tech rikia ha-shamayim, umulubosheis b'tach kol rikim lo ilom lach yoysa. So dvorach nitzav lo ilom means the same dvar Hashem that created the world continues, stays there, and continues to be mechayet, based along the understanding that bria means everything exists yeshmain, and therefore, if you were to take away that seed at any moment, it wouldn't. So, it exists. Um the boshav gemilah mechazet kirchsev devar lekeinu yokum loilam, or devar chaim kamlad. He ilo yoisis mistalkus kereg chasasholom. So, Bria, and this Nefshchaim says exactly the same point. Bria is by definition continuous, because since the etzem etzias is something that is totally in the etzem etzias of it is totally in Dvar Hashem, you can't take away the Dvar Hashem and things should stay. Where all you did in the carpentry was you put it together so it'd be the same without you. If I give a mushel, when a person builds a table, obviously he builds a table no matter how much work he puts in. When he walks away, hopefully the table stays. I don't know. But let's say a person is dreaming of a table. So the minute he stops dreaming, there's no table. It's because it's a yesh mayan and has no atzim yisrael mushel's be'etzim. There must be a continuous to Hashem. V'zeshama Rizal, shegam bedomi mamish ma'avon ba'ofa ma'im yesh b'chinas nefesh v'chiz ruchnis. Da'inu b'chinas yislapshus v'isis adibu ma'asor ma'amoros ha'mechayus ma'avos adumim yis yesh me'ayin v'efes v'chnei shesh me'ibreshis. Ah, shalavuska shom evin b'ma'asor ma'amoros v'toyra. Aval b'keinim shachiyus le'evin adei tziruf v'chluf v'isis ha'meskalgus v'shalam al-shor v'panim b'ocha which goes to say for Yitzira, Hashem Mishtal Shem Asor Ma'amoros, Yitzira Shem Eved, Vuch Yusha Shel Eved. וכן בכל נברואים שבעולם, השם שקוראים ללשון קודש, הן אין אויסיס הדיבור, המשטל שלס מדרגה למדרגה, מעשור מאמור שבתורה, הלחילוף ומתמוס אויסיס בריש למעל אפשורם, עד שמגיע סומסלב שיש באויסן, באויסן נברא להחיויס, להחיויסי, לפי שאין פרטי נברואים יכול לקל, לפי סומסור מאמור עצמם, שבתורה. שאחי זה דבר שלו בן עצמו גודל מועיד מבחינת סבירי הפרטיות. ואין כוח במלכה לחיוס, אלא עדי שירד אחי זה משלל של מדרגה מדרגה פוסים על ידי חילוף את מורס האיסיס וגימטריוס, שחל של האיסיס, עד שיוכל לסתם זה סלב וסלב עצמנו דבר הפרטי. וזה השמוע שקורא לו בלושן קודש. So he says, the first thing he's saying is, there are kloliistika, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon for a Bria first appears, it's like when you have electricity coming with a very, very high power from the plant. You can't plug a bulb in, it will explode it. You need to step down the current. So when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it comes in a much more raw form. But there are what he calls here different combinations of the oisius that combine and recombine until you get the final format that we have. I just answered the Havasman and Nibra Prati. Vizesh Moy Ashikar Lashakoidesh who cle lachis hametsumtsum the oisius shem ze, shenestal shemasorma marshavatera, sheishman kreya pechias liver yeshma ein, lachyoisil oilum, the rights of the Shabirkulachat. So he says the ability to be metzamtzim and machlif all of the oisis and everything until it finally comes down. So what we have down on the bottom is when the word chamor becomes a chamor, that's the final format. That's sort of the physical format, just like the chamor itself is the physical reality at the end of the chain. So too the name, the oisis lashon kodesh, that actually become the thing itself. So you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ongoing ratzon, but that ongoing ratzon expresses itself, it has to be toned down tremendously, which means going from something that's very vague and ruchni to something that's very specific and gashmi. And the letters that we have for the thing itself in Lashon Kodesh are the etzem etzias of the thing, and on that level.
The idea that the shame is the kli.
Yeah.
It sounds like more the shame is the atzmias, but I understand the difference.
Well, okay. So let's give an example. If I have a bunch of people standing outside, so each person has a name, and that's his atzmis. This is Yankel, this is Beryl, this is Zara, and so on. If I have a group of soldiers, so I ask soldier, who are you? He'll say, I'm the commanding officer. Who are you? I'm the lieutenant in charge of this, because his mitzias is sort of identified with his tafkid. So when you say that Suso Hamor is the Etzem Chayfetz, it didn't start with the Chayfetz. It started with the Sherish. It's very interesting. Aristotle has in a place where how do you define I think that they use there's a Greek word that means somewhat different when we have it. A virtuous thing, a virtuous horse, a virtuous. I think the word virtuous in the Greek word is sort of a word that means best or good or appropriate. It doesn't mean the way we understand virtuous. I forgot the name of it. So he says, well, it's very simple. A horse does best running. That's what he's very good at. So the horse that runs the best is the very good horse. So they started milamata lamala. They basically said, well, let's take a look what if a fruit is supposed to be sweet, so the sweetest fruit is the best fruit. If horseradish is supposed to be bitter, sharp, the sharpest one is good. So he sort of fits one to the other. That's what he does. Okay, we'll hold it here.